This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society in Washington, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia Legislature in Bogota. Joseph, your report on the negotiations, conversations, dialogue between the new Biden administration and representatives of formerly interim President Juan Guaido. Those negotiations in these last days were not given any certain summary, but what is your measure now about what the Guaido speakers want, what the Biden administration is offering? And the twist here is that Maduro in Caracas is making demands before he enters negotiations, one of which is to lift all sanctions. Where's the Biden administration in this, Joseph?
So I'm not clear that the Biden administration has an actual strategy on Venezuela. And I would caution the Biden administration, if they're going to do anything such as lift sanctions or any kind of concession to the Maduro regime, it should A, be done as a result of a negotiation and not before the negotiations. I think we've learned that lesson the hard way with other previous negotiations in Venezuela and Iran and other places. But also that they should have this within a well-articulated strategy. It makes zero sense to be able to do tactical decisions, operational decisions, or policy decisions such as lifting sanctions without having a larger strategy in place. This past week, a delegation from Venezuela came to Washington, D.C. to essentially meet with Biden administration officials, to meet with members of Congress, and to talk about these negotiations that both President Guaido and Nicolas Maduro have in a sense started to begin the preparation to potentially have it mediated by Norway. And what we did in our report that's available on our website is we basically broke down why these negotiations always fail. This is not a new solution to the crisis in Venezuela. There's been repeated attempts at trying to negotiate with the Maduro regime to find a way out of both the crisis, but also out of the authoritarian tentacles of the regime. And they always fail because it's basically what we call it is we call it a vicious cycle of sham elections. There's these fake promises by the regime that they're going this time that they're going to negotiate in good faith to lead to some free and fair elections. And then there's a false sense of confidence by the opposition thinking that now is the time. Now they have the moment. And what ends up happening is the regime always changes the rules in mid-negotiation. That leads to protests. The protests lead to repression. The repression leads to more dialogue and negotiations. Then we run back through another cycle. And so that's the risk that we're running. We're running the risk of entering another cycle of sham elections and failed negotiations with the Maduro regime. And the end result is that A, the crisis gets worse, and B, the Maduro regime only uses this to legitimize their power through elections. We see this with the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria. We see this now with the Maduro regime in Venezuela. So I think it's a very bad idea. It's a very big mistake to continue to enter into these same kind of failed strategies of negotiations when it's clear that the Maduro regime only wants to negotiate to their benefit.
Senator, you've been traveling, and recently you're familiar with the opinions in Washington of the turmoil in your country and the surrounding region, especially the violence along the border, the migrant story, but always narco-terrorism. What is your opinion in Colombia of Maduro demanding negotiations directly with Washington, lifting the sanctions? What would that mean to Colombia to lift the sanctions and negotiate with Maduro? And what does it mean to Colombia that the Biden administration has not yet developed an articulate policy about Venezuela?
I think the U.S., since very long time ago, does not have a real policy for Latin America, not even with President Trump, despite his pronunciation that in some case returned hope in many Venezuelan migrants in the U.S. and everywhere. Many people beg for a military intervention. However, you could see, and Joseph is a specialist, the kind of behavior of these leaders, bad dictatorship, that is that they press to be legitimate. So they have enough money to contract lobbyists among this political world. I could say that Maduro might have paying lobbyists in Washington, D.C. I'm almost sure of it. He needs to have a direct dialogue because when he had intermediation, political intermediation, not lobbyists, he thinks he is failing on it. But he has no shame of asking, of lifting the sanctions first. Remember that this, the funds and the gold has been seized by some countries. I remember a gold in London that has been seized by the UK government, despite the press of the, of some countries of the European Union. But all this is tricky. They want to be more strong or stronger as Assad has done in Syria, but never in the mind of anyone he's going to change what he has done until now. He does not care about migration. He does not care of people starving. He does not care that the youth and the babies have lost their capacity of develop as normal people because of the lack of food and nutrition. He does not care. This is a pirate dictatorship. This is a mafioso dictatorship. So in this case, I think Guaido and the Norwegians are going to fail again. This is no way. For us, it's very bad because they are not going to stop on trying to make a coup in Colombia or trying to kill our president. I'm absolutely sure. But we need that the U.S. doesn't lift the sanction and help us and keep all the eye with our frontier, our border, which has been a threat. Day by day is a threat. And remember that we have elections in March and in May.
Joseph, what we're looking at here is an ongoing policy dispute, but it's not clear where the policy dispute is going. Do you measure from your information now, we have about a minute, that Maduro has connections in Washington that will lead to backdoor negotiations, off-the-scene negotiations, third-party negotiations between Caracas and Washington?
Yes, John, absolutely. There's a term that they use in Venezuela to describe these kind of crony capitalists or corrupt businessmen that operate internationally, many times serve as middlemen for the Maduro regime. And they're called bolichicos, boli for the Bolivarian Revolution and chicos because they're relatively younger businessmen. And these are folks mostly tied to the energy industry in Venezuela, being it's a large petroleum producer. But basically, they're involved in all kinds of industries, and they operate in these gray zones,
right,
where they're not entirely sanctioned, but they are connected to the regime, and they serve as lobbyists for them around the world.
Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society in North America. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia Legislature in South America and Latin America in Bogota. This is CBSi in the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBSi on the World with John Batchelor.